Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at the REB. Welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where chief marketing officers, brand stewards, advertising directors, research providers, ad tech, and media professionals all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased creative thinking, strategies, and best practices that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. REB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In episode number 4 of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, chats with Misty Goff, Senior Director of Marketing for Visit Orlando, which is focused on fun and bringing joy to people in the wonderful city of Orlando, Florida, which is also home to the ANA's Master Marketing Conference. There is so much more to Orlando than just the mouse. And Misty shares how they reach and engage disparate audiences, the role data and technology plays in crafting and delivering messages, and of course, the role that media and radio plays within that mix.
Well, Misty, thank you for having us all here.
Yes, thanks for being here. We're so excited to have everybody
backyard.
Here. Yes, and you got a great week. It's beautiful weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous weather. So the theme of the conference this year is a force for growth and a force for good. And we continue to hear those words spoken about every brand imaginable. So when you think about Orlando, how do those words resonate with your brand?
Yeah, good question. We are lucky to sell fun, to, you know, really create joy, which is what I really love about Orlando. Like, our mission is just to bring joy back to people, let them escape, let them drop the cares of the world and just have fun.
Boy,
whether you're adults,
today,
whether
right?
your families. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, growth is always, as you know, our theme park partners are so great at just constantly reinventing and coming up with new innovations to help you escape and go to other worlds, which we, you know, are happy that we have. But I think for good is also, we've really launched into like multicultural marketing over the last 3 years and really reaching all those segments to make sure everybody feels included and that everybody feels like they have a place here and they can see themselves here. From LGBTQ to accessibility, African-American, U.S. Hispanic, and really, you know, talking in the language that each one wants to hear, like they've talked a lot about here, that personalized marketing approach so
right.
that you can visualize yourself in the destination. So I think we've always been, we say Orlando for all, but we're just leaning more into that because I think Orlando is welcome and inclusive by its nature and being just that fun.
Well, and it's so interesting because I think Orlando means something different to probably everyone that you speak to. And what an interesting opportunity. How do you get your arms around that message?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's true, right? Because we've recently, you know, it was all families for years. But
and it's not just the mouse.
Right, right. There's so much more. So then, you know, when we realize that more than 50% of our visitors are just adults with no kids or adults that want to escape as well. Like you said, Orlando made me one thing when I'm bringing my family. Orlando means something else if I'm with my partner or my spouse or even girls' trips or guys' trips. But as you said, we've also been leaning into what do you not know about Orlando? There's so much more than just Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld. We're grateful for those places and they certainly transport you, but we have Michelin rated dining here now. We have an incredible downtown vibe. We have multiple neighborhoods where you get a different experience everywhere you go. So a lot of outdoor adventure. I mean, you can do a crystal clear kayak tour down our natural springs and like talk about escaping. Your mind just empties out when you're just one with nature. So, you know, giving people that opportunity to really escape, have fun, and reconnect with each other and with the nature.
What an exciting message.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think everybody needs it, right?
So with this, you know, with your focus, is there something new or something that you're looking at where you might do business differently?
Yeah, I think it's really, you know, coming out of COVID, I think we all learned the importance of community and connecting in person. So really going back to those roots, how can we do experiential, how can we connect with our visitors in their markets? So like we do a great family skate night at Bryant Park in New York City in the middle of winter, and then talk about how it's never winter in Orlando. So how do we help you escape even in the middle of winter in the middle of New York City while you're ice skating? So that experiential side, just connecting one-on-one.
So you really have to be very specific, almost by state, by city.
Yeah.
And of course you have an unlimited budget.
Yeah, I wish. There are parameters, but we are lucky to be able to do some fun things and try some fun things. And that's why we're here, to learn from other industries and other brands and how they approach marketing. I mean, such great insights. Just, I'm always blown away by the Mars Company and, you know, what you do with candy.
I know.
It's just amazing how creative you can be. So I love that.
And it's amazing. So obviously you have stopped at Radio on Main Street, and we're very focused on the role that audio and radio can play in a marketer's campaign. How do you view audio and radio for the state, for Orlando?
Yeah, it's interesting because I love the growth of podcasts, because it does let you then personalize and talk to different people in different ways versus just a broad message to a mass market. iHeart has been a really big partner of ours in a lot of different ways, not just podcast or audio, but they partner with us on our LGBTQ parades. And we went to the Pride Parade in Chicago, Dallas, and just last weekend here in Orlando, and
right,
really joined together to do stuff like that. So I think I love how our partners are even thinking out of the box, and how do we innovate? How do we do it differently? How do we connect with people in the way they want to be connected with, right? It's not a one size fits all anymore, which kind of makes our job a little bit harder, but also more fun.
I bet.
So I think audio, the way that it's being reinvented, is going a long way.
Well, you've got a great partner in iHeart, and many of our listeners are not only representatives of iHeart, but lots of other companies, yes, across the country. What advice do you have for other broadcast companies as far as trying to make a connection with you, and how can they help you extend your message?
Yeah, I think, again, it's that personalized reach. Who can you reach and how can you reach? And then partnering with us in innovative ways. I think where we're challenged with audio is how to visualize it. Video is just the impact, right? It can impact so well.
Right.
Audio is great when we're talking about events or reasons to come and just keeping top of mind. But video really is that inspiration factor. So it's, how do we connect those pieces, right? How do we do audio where a lot of it's streaming and online, and add a video component through social or other ways to engage that audience? I mean, that's the great thing that digital did for us, is we can omni-channel. We don't have to do it in individual channels and that's it. So
right,
it's, how do we leverage that? How do we make it work harder and let us touch in different ways?
So the reach is important, but a good idea is equally,
yes,
as important.
Yes. Innovation is key. Innovation is very much key. Bring us a great idea. Help us solve problems, you know, or help us interact with the consumer in a different way. And we love to test and learn, and we love to try new things. And we love being the first of things, you know, as every marketer wants to do.
Well, it started with Mark Pritchard at P&G this morning, and even with Mars Wrigley, data and, yes, technology is playing such a huge role. And I would think that data and analytics are critical to you.
Very much. And it's the key to personalization, right? So being able to pull together that data, get it in one place, and then be able to segment it. That's how we talk to each of our audiences. That's what data gives us, that leverage to do. And then it's coming up with the creative. The mistake that you make is, you have all that segmented data, but you send the same message to all the groups, and that's pointless. You're not leveraging the data. So then,
yeah,
it's coming up with the creative that speaks to that audience. It's a little harder for us because we don't sell a product. There's not an instant return, but just seeing that journey, seeing when they engage from the inspiration stage to the planning stage to the booking stage, and intercepting with the right messaging is key.
Another big topic that is on everyone's mind is AI. So how is AI starting to affect what you do?
Yeah, it's interesting because AI has always been there in the background, right? That's where a lot of the digital automation has been, and programmatic has been huge for us from an efficiency standpoint.
Right.
So we've been leaning into it. Ironically, we had an AI Watson IBM back like 10 years ago. We were early adopters.
Wow.
Had it on our website, but we were too early. And so it didn't quite work because you really have to make those connections. You teach the machine, but then you have to have the content to pay off the machine. But I think from a travel planning standpoint, AI is going to be huge in allowing you to keep building that vacation. So it's how do we partner with an AI source, utilizing our vacation planners to feed the information and teach it the right answers to show that Orlando is more than just going to a theme park. There's so much more to explore. So I think that's where the opportunities will be to really grow that.
Boy, I hadn't even thought of that with vacation planning. That's a whole other area. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already a big market. It's growing really fast where people are using it to plan a trip. And I think what I learned about AI is I used it as the one and done, like ask it a question and they get the answer. And I'm like, nah, it's not what I was looking for. And then you walk away.
Right.
But it's a conversation and you have to keep that conversation going to teach it to get you what you're looking for. And so, I mean, that's human interaction as well, right? It's not just a, let me say one thing and I'm done and you should just travel. It's let me have a conversation with you and inspire you to really create the trip that you're looking for that's going to pay off that what you need to experience at that time. Because like you said, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, very different. So is there perhaps one trend or potential change on the horizon that you're focused on right now from a consumer marketing perspective?
It's interesting that the evolution of the metaverse, where that goes, what that becomes, how does that actually inspire people to want to experience the real thing? How do you utilize it to give you a taste to then come and experience the real thing? So it's still trying to wrap our heads around that and understand what the opportunity is and how it equates to the end experience. So that's a big one.
Can you give us any hints or clues how to stay on top of everything? Because it's moving so fast.
It's so hard. You never stop learning. You know, you go to events like this where you can constantly hear new ideas, talk to new companies who are constantly innovating. The innovations that they keep coming up with just amaze me. And it's so brilliant. You know, I always joke, I wish I would have invented the paperclip. Like I totally could have done that. Why didn't I do it? But yeah, I think it's never stop learning. You know, and it's involving the entire team, not making that one person's responsibility on the team, but everybody's learning and innovating and sharing that information so that we can all grow together.
That's great advice. So we have a campaign where we talk about that radio works and radio matters. So if you could finish the sentence, radio matters because?
Radio matters because I think it's the original community. That's why people love DJs. And that live aspect of connecting with a community. I think radio brings that. So I'd love to see how that grows and evolves in the future.
And radio works because?
Oh, radio works because it allows you to connect, but in a different way. It allows you to connect in a community way where people want to belong and get on board versus just, I saw that, keep moving, but really engage.
Well, it's so great to meet you. And again, thank you so much for having us in your backyard.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We're very excited to have you guys.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Personalized reach, customized messaging, and innovation are all key to Visit Orlando's marketing strategies. And data helps to facilitate all of those efforts. Visit Orlando is excited about the promise that data and technology brings to their brand operations, but it will never replace the power of human touch and the power of human relationships to drive results.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.